Bears 19-10 over the defending NFC runners up who whooped Aaron Rodgers' ass last January. Oh my God. 1-0, Eberflus is Jesus. Let's do a recap. Bears, Zerduck.
Yes!
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 Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes! Hello, Becky.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero doinks. Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
You're the pride and joy of Illinois, Chicago Bears, Bear Down.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Boing, 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 boing.
Bonus zero doinks. Oh, we could not wait until Tuesday to talk about the undefeated Chicago Bears Super Bowl in our sights. 1-0, week one. Dan, where are you right now?
I'm walking. I'm outside. I'm in beautiful Downers Grove. Walking the dog. It's been a glorious day. He has the Bears shorts out of excitement. May have eaten a bit too much lunch meat today. So he's got a bit of the squirts. Here we are. Bears are undefeated. I may also have squirts from a lot of beers that were consumed.
Yes.
Bears. I love them.
I love them too. I think this is only our second ever post-game reaction. I think the other one was against Washington when we watched the game together at the hotel lobby at Monday night game.
Very random. I think we interviewed Tim from a patio outside as a group of drunk people just stared at us. If I recall. Yes. Very great. Mm-hmm. Awesome. You were living in that hotel.
I was temporarily living. Don't worry, Kristen Doinks didn't kick me out. I was there with the whole family. I know the audience is very nervous if they, you know, didn't listen to. Is that season one of Zero Doinks? I think it might have been.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good times.
Wow. We've come a long way.
I was just gonna say that we've come a long way. We're away from Mitch. We have Justin Fields. We're going to Super Bowl, Bill. I mean, I don't see any other way that we. We're just not going to lose this year. It's impossible.
No. I'm going to petition the NFL to count all three preseason games as wins in the regular season, right? I mean, Eberflus cannot be stopped. This is incredible.
He can't be stopped. I mean, he's probably the greatest coach we've ever seen. He keeps it together. A little rain doesn't bother us.
Mm-mm.
It was almost too easy today. There was never a doubt. Never a fucking doubt.
No, never doubt. First half, I'm sure no negative thoughts about the offense crossed your mind at all, right, Dan?
I mean, when you can go into halftime without a wide receiver or a tight end catching a pass, I think you just feel great about that moment. You're like, this is not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
That was unbelievable. What was the stat that hadn't happened since 2011 for the Bears?
I think
so. Is
that
right?
That sounds right.
Without looking back, I'm pretty sure we lost that game. I mean, it was such a Bears stat. It was a Matt Nagy Bears stat. So mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling great at that moment. I was like, mm-hmm. oh my God, things have not changed. I was worried.
That was just a weird first half in general. It felt like the announcers kept referencing, man, it feels like the 49ers should be up way more than seven. Like they were just besides themselves. And I understand why. It was, what was the average field position? We were inside our own 20 and they were at their own like 45. It was nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. And our defense held it together, man. Like, even when they were that, they had the Niners had drives that were, they were having some success. You know, we pulled together at the end. You know, the fumble, and then what was the when we held them to a field goal, right?
Yeah.
When they got to 10, I mean,
yep.
it's that's really encouraging that the defense plays with discipline. I was really impressed with the defense on a shitty weather day. That was huge.
Well, yeah, when you saw, I mean, not a big research guy, I couldn't even tell you how many defensive penalties the 49ers had, but just where they were out of control, playing overly aggressive, and some of them were kind of chippy calls, but you can make an argument for like that. That reminded me of shit that would have happened to us under Nagy. We would have got called for all that same stuff, and not even just called, but like the Niners, even though the calls were borderline, they put themselves in a bad position with all of them. We were not, you know, for the amount of times that we hit Trey Lance, none of them were like filthy where you could throw a flag. It was, total discipline. Hits, baby. Give me those hits.
Well, yeah, and the how worried were you, Justin? You know, a couple times sliding, getting a late hit that we weren't going to get a flag. We got those.
Yep.
So we got that, like, you know, that rookie, you know, that ref, you know, he's a rookie, he doesn't get a respect yet, kind of shit. That's the way it feels. He's getting it now. So, the Niners, I mean, they have to be kicking themselves with all the penalties, and can't blame the weather. I mean, we had the best penalty of the day, of course.
Oh,
with
God.
The unsportsmanlike conduct with the towel on the field, which was, I mean, I didn't know that rule. Did you?
No. I was stunned just sideways with that. When I saw the flag, I'm like, okay, first of all, how could there have been a flag before the kick when like nobody was moving? Like the play hadn't even really gotten rolling yet. And to be a 15-yard personal foul, the replay I loved, like just that giant like beach towel that they brought out there, and just Santos just rubbing it down. So it was awesome. What an awesome penalty.
So good. And do you think if he would have just like tucked it into his belt, it would have been okay? Like, they might not have noticed. It was like the aggressive throw, like behind him was that was sort of tipped it off. And I mean, just in all, I mean, clearly the Bears coaching staff didn't know that either. I mean, I know he's, you know, Gill's a rookie, but everyone seemed on board. It just his look towards the sideline, like, what did I do?
Yeah, like he literally couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, I think you're right about, if they were a little more subtle with the beach towel, that would have been, it's kind of hard to be subtle when it's like an 8-foot long towel. He pretty much threw it like on the ref's shoes too. It was just incredible.
It was so great. I wonder if the refs were like, all right, we'll let this slide. And then when he just chucked it out of his crouch, it was like, all right, I can't let that one slide.
Yeah.
There's no way. So,
and in retrospect, I was pissed at the time. It would have been great 7-3 at halftime instead of getting a goose egg. But Santos clearly would have missed it based off his second half performance. And the Niners would have had the ball like at their own, 35 with plenty of time to potentially, you know, have Robbie Gould hurt us before halftime. That was the best thing that could have happened to us in retrospect.
Totally. Are we worried about Santos? That had some Cody Parkey vibes to it today, but I think we got to let it slide with the rain, right?
Yeah. That's how I've convinced myself. And then watching so many just kicker mistakes throughout the league today, I felt a little bit better. Yeah. We'll see. If he does this at Lambeau next Sunday and the weather is good, then I think Trent, we may need to check Trent and Gill's hands for, I don't know. I don't even know what, I'm not even sure what the problem would be, but obviously
they practiced all morning with the towel. So not having the towel was throwing them off. I think that's all we're going to be optimistic. We're not going to hit him with the Cody Parkey tag yet.
No,
you're right. If we see that again, trouble city.
he is on notice. Absolutely. There's probably plenty of ex-Illini kickers out there just dying to play for the Bears. So be careful, Santos, baby. Be careful. Let's talk about Justin Fields' second half specifically. That the touchdown pass to Pettis, also specifically. Magical escape in the pocket. That reminded me of that run too, where like two 49ers D linemen are colliding in air almost because he juked them out of their fucking shoes. Oh my God. What was running through Dan Doink's mind when that was happening?
Well, first thought is I'm worried for his safety this year. He was, and the 49ers defense is good. So he seems way more comfortable getting himself out into space. Like he knows kind of which way to turn and how to get himself free a bit. I think we're definitely going to run into moments where he's going to be in scramble mode and we're going to lose about 15 yards and we're going to be frustrated. But I mean, he seems to have a much better feel for where he needs to be and where people are at on the field. And that is very encouraging. Oh. And they, so specifically that play, I mean, I was told if you would have paused when the ball was in the air and Pettis was standing there, I was like, he's 100% dropping that. I would have lost. I did lose almost basically all my bets today. So that would have just fallen in line. But I was like, that's slipping right between his hands. So, and a great run after. St. Brown, I think, threw a great block. So,
Andre Dawson.
He's also on board for that. Also, hey, you cool your jets. Sorry. You're welcome, everyone.
Big Dante Pettis fan. Hawk.
He's wearing his Pettis jersey right now. But if he misspelled it from DHgate, and it definitely says penis.
You're right. It crossed my mind too. Like, all right, if that was, and I don't even want to mention his name. You mentioned it earlier, but Mitch, if that was Mitch under Nagy, that ball is completely overthrown, or Javon Wims is on the other end and it's slipping right through his arms. Absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah. That was huge. It was absolutely huge. 50 something yarder, whatever the fuck it was. It was, at the right time, chopping that lead. Because, Niners came out right in the second half and, thank God, held to a field goal. But it felt – 10 points felt like a lot with the weather and the way that – how conservative the offense was in the first half and the amount of pressure on Fields. I'm glad – I'm trying to remember how many, designed runs there were for Fields, but it just felt – it felt much more natural in the second half, just getting him out, some RPOs, even when he was handing off to Herbert or Monty, it was like, it just felt like Fields, anytime that he held onto the ball, it was going to be positive yardage.
Yes. And him getting out, we said it, God damn it. How many times last year, if we get Fields out in space, it keeps the defense honest, it's going to open up running lanes as well. And I think that was pretty obvious today. So and going from the first half, the play calling is like, oh boy, this is, they don't trust Justin. There was at least one third and nine back in our own territory. And it was a handoff. It's like, you give up. And I was like, oh God, this is not good. And, kudos to the staff for figuring it out in the second half against a really good defense. I mean, I'm feeling great about all of it.
I guess a really good defense. I mean, Bosa was awesome in the first half, relatively invisible in the second half. And a lot of that was, getting Fields the fuck out of the pocket, but got to hand it to our tackles too for keeping them off Fields in the second half. That I don't know who the fuck that safety was for the Niners, but holy shit, he was in our backfield more than Montgomery was for most of the game. Jesus Christ.
I don't know. How many tackles did he have? How many did he end up with?
I'm not sure.
It felt like maybe in the mid-30s. I could be off on that. But
It did.
It was. I don't know. Bill, we're going to the Super Bowl.
It was incredible. I mean, let's talk about that the drive leading up to and including the touchdown pass to Equanimeous St. Brown. I mean, that was a big boy drive, and that was a fucking hell of a pass too. That kind of touch in that weather over the safety, that was just, oh my God. I'm not sure I've ever been that rock hard in my life. It was an incredible moment.
So good. And he just seems more confident. Even in the first half, when I think it was one of our, you know, not one of our great drives, when he threw the ball underhand. Mm-hmm. The very next play, he was rolling to his left, and he just – the one that got called back. Good job, 49ers, for saving 4 yards. That was your joke to text Jane. But that pass, I mean, just to have enough touch to, like, float it over the guy, the defender's head, was like, okay, this guy's feeling – way better than he was last year. So, you know, this is exactly what we wanted to see.
Yep.
It's Justin improving this year, which would be a win. And then we got an actual win week one.
Yeah.
And the trend continues of us and the 49ers trading wins.
Yeah. It's true. It's absolutely true. I mean, there's so much good stuff today. And I mean, I loved when you sent that text of our over 501 half yards for JF1 this year. That's absolutely hitting. And assuming he stays healthy, it's like just by accident, just, you know, if he's feeling rushed, he gets the fuck out of there and he'll pick up 7 yards. Oh my God. I love it.
Do you know what he ended up with today? I haven't looked.
I don't either. I know it was under 200 yards passing because that was part of a parlay that I had. And I think you may have had a wager on that one too. If we could just combine, you know, if we just double up that second half, that would be fine. No, I don't know. It was not the prettiest stat line. But that's one of those two. It's like looking back later in the year, I'm sure troll fans of other teams be like, oh, Fields isn't that good. Look at the stat line against the Niners. I mean, he played way better than those stats looked. Let's be honest. Yeah.
And the weather was horrendous.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was let up for most of the game, but those conditions were terrible.
Yeah.
Just brutal.
They were.
The over, what is it, 500 and a half for the season?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
I mean, you found that bet and you brought it to us, you know, our group. And I couldn't love it more because every time he runs the ball, it's like, ooh, we're getting closer.
Yep.
We're getting closer. I am going to love that all year long.
Yeah. We need to establish a countdown. We need to do the math. That would be, that'd be erotic celebrating that over. It's going to be so hot. Golden Cock nominees from the group, from our fans and eggs. It's the first time you've been listening to Zero Doinks. Welcome, by the way. We have fans that have been on the show before that vote for the Zero Doinks Cornish Hen Player of the Week. It's been a while since we brought this out. A lot of nominees to go around. I'll just let you know, Dan, I don't know if you saw him. JF1, nope. Of course, nominee by multiple eggs. Eddie Jackson, who we've yet to talk about with his beautiful interception and generally played well, though he got absolutely trucked by Debo Samuel at the goal line. But you know what? He wouldn't be the only one. Exactly. Dan Campbell of the Detroit Lions got a nomination as well, as did Mother Nature for the rain. So those are our four picks, Dan. As we've done in the past, you can pick one from the list or you can go off the charts and veto our fans and eggs and pick your own Zero Doinks Cornish Hen Player of the Week.
Oh, those are all pretty great. I just love Dan Campbell's in the mix again, even after a loss at home. That was close, right? We'll talk about that more. We'll talk about that more this week. I'm going to go off the nominees. And I think I'm going to go with Trenton Gill's towel as the golden cock. I mean, it taught us a new rule today. We're getting out some of the confusion early in the season. Maybe the softest unsportsmanlike conduct penalty of all time.
Yeah.
So that was historic. So I'd like to go Trenton Gill's towel for golden cock.
Okay. We are absolutely going for that. Oh, thank you, Dan. Thank you so much. It's week one. I'm back. I'm wearing a bow tie and a top hat in celebration of the Bears 1-0 start. Congratulations, Towel Trent Gill. Congratulations. Don't shoot me.
So great. I've missed that so much, and it caught me off guard. I forgot that you did that during the Golden Cock, and it, like, startled me as I was outside walking around. I thought someone was jumping me from behind. So good to be back with the Golden Cock. And
it is.
First-time towel recipient, I believe.
It's got to be. It absolutely has to be. And first-time precipitation has been nominated, too. It's a big It's a big night here at Zero Dunks. Do you want to talk about Trey Lance a little bit? What your impressions were of the, I consider him a rookie, he's really not, but the second year quarterback of the Niners. What'd you think of young Lance?
Stinks. Just stinks. Bad quarterback. What can you take from today? It was awful. You can't.
Yeah.
Nah, I too soon. Can't
okay.
tell. Yeah, I'd say that's fair, but I'd like to say he's just all the way stinks, especially after the 49ers are keeping Jimmy around. A lot of shots of Jimmy on the sideline, a lot of talk about it as well. I don't know. Too soon. Too early to call Kornacki. Who is the guy that did the pull?
Yep.
Tony Kornacki? Is that his name?
I don't think so, but let's go with it.
Okay.
Let's absolutely go with it. I think it's Steve. I'm pretty sure.
Steve, okay. All right.
He doesn't really look like a Steve. He looks more like a Tony. So,
Tony.
Yeah, I think Steve's a big mistake. That must be his stage name.
Yeah, too close to call Tony Kornacki, khaki pants.
Khaki pants.
What do you think of Trey? Are you all in?
No, he was a little better than I was expecting, or looked a little better at times, I should say. But, you know, some of those passes he was completing were to absolutely just wide open dudes. If he missed those, then you know, just sit him out. So good for Shanahan for scheming a couple of easy 20 plus yarders for him. But that's just me being jealous that we didn't have similarly easy targets for Fields at times.
All of it's hard.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It still was today anyway. I would say he's going to absolutely get hurt if he keeps trying to run between the tackles. Like that's not going to, he seems like a big dude, but that's problematic. And he was shit in the second half for the most part. So
yeah,
that was fine. Eddie Jackson completely fooled him. I can't even really blame Lance on that one. That was a pretty savvy, I'm just going to hide here and bait him into this pick. But he could have had one or two more picks also. So consider yourself fortunate, Trey. I know Brad Biggs said he gave him a shot via Twitter. Basically like saying he's not going to be starting for long. And like, I don't know if it was part of like his post game, just smarmy tweets or so. I can't remember what the context was exactly, but there's definitely a few Niners in Brad's mentions that are pretty salty about it.
Oh yeah, that's a stretch to just say he's gonna be gone soon. That's a sweaty Brad, too early to tell assumption.
No way.
I'm not ready to call him a bust, but today wasn't his finest work. And great call on him getting hurt. He did almost all of his runs were right up the middle.
Oh my God, yeah. And I mean they used him. They had a couple smart draws, smartly timed draws that worked for him where he didn't, you know, take quite the beating, but holy shit, I would bet the under on him starting all 17 games just physically. I just don't see that happening. What do you think of our young peeps? I mentioned Braxton Jones. What'd you think of Brisker? What'd you think of Gordon? Anything stand out with the young guns on the Bears to Dan Doinks?
I almost feel like I need to watch it back to watch those guys specifically. Nothing, I guess, really of note. I guess Brisker, it seemed like he was in the mix a lot. He was around the ball a decent amount, which is great. Braxton Jones, he definitely got bullied on one particular play with Bosa. But, you know, I didn't see any huge issues, so yeah. I think that's the key. If you don't really notice, I think we're okay. So I think in general, I think okay. I mean, what are your grades of the rookies? Oh.
Yeah. That's why people listen to Zero Dunks for Bill's grades on PFF. No, I mean, Gordon seemed to get beat a couple times a little bit. But I don't know. How do we know who's responsible for some of those plays to, like, on defense? Like, who's responsible for that part? What type of defense were they even running on that play? So I don't know. I'm with you on Brisker. He did seem to be in the backfield, and great fumble recovery. I thought he punched it out too, but that was Jalen Johnson.
Jalen a little dinged up at the end too, which is concerning. Yeah.
He came back at least. Yeah. So thank goodness. They got out of there pretty healthy, I think, from what I could tell. Although, I think last time we said that, Doug Kramer ended up being out for the year when we didn't notice any injury there.
True.
It was kind of, did you notice, like, and I'm not sure I would have noticed without checking my tweets, but just the rotation between what the fuck, the dude from Green Bay, the center.
Patrick, and
thank
I did
you.
Notice that.
Yeah.
It seemed like Jenkins was in and out, and I don't know why. Do you know why? I didn't. It's not clear to me.
No, I think somebody said it was part of a designed rotation because they did, you know, because Patrick didn't stay in there the whole time once he came in. So I don't know. Huh. I have no idea. It'd be kind of weird to use week one as a ramp up period for Patrick, but I guess they got away with it. I don't know if Jenkins was any good today either. I have no idea.
No.
Bill's grades incomplete.
I mean, the first half, definitely that O-line did not seem to have their shit together to a certain extent. It seemed to improve, but I don't know either.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to watch this back to focus on that. Break down the film. I'm probably not going to do that.
Yeah. No, let's just be honest. I definitely am not. Unless I'm trying to catch the announcers in some weird, you know, weird mistake that they made just to steal that audio. Roquan seemed to be all over the fucking field. I think he ended up with 35 tackles to the 49ers safety is 34. So that was very fun to see.
Good to see.
Yeah, Muhammad seemed to be all over the board. Our D-line seemed to be good. How about Robinson, rookie Robinson, with like a sack and a half at least? That was fucking awesome. That sack where he grabbed Lance's jersey and slammed him down, that was red hot. Ooh.
I think the defense especially is going to be – they're going to be a pretty well-oiled machine. Not like we don't have the biggest stars, the pass rush. Robert Quinn was fairly – MIA most, if not all, of the game. Did he register anything? I guess I don't know if I missed something, but he was pretty irrelevant today.
Yeah.
But you know, once he gets going, I mean, that's I'm really encouraged by the defense. Kind of as expected, and Eberflus is the defensive expert, and they, you know, the discipline is just so much better than our Nagy era. The no just limiting mistakes. People seem to know where they need to be, and there are going to be times when especially the rookies are going to get burned, but it's encouraging. I mean, this is best case scenario today, even playing from behind with the shit weather. With the combination of the Packers, hard to tell if they stink or if the Vikings are good, but I mean, going into Sunday night, I feel a lot better than I did this time yesterday about that game.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That was, I just found myself kind of laughing at that game where, and I don't want to get too far ahead of it either. You know, I know he got smoked week one last year against the Saints and everybody had him dead to rights, but, and you know, obviously, yeah, we know Rodgers owns the Bears. We know. Okay. But yeah, Yeah, you want to talk about our wide receivers being irrelevant for most of the game. You know, at least St. Brown got a touchdown catch for us. I don't think anybody showed up for the Packers. I think they were complete trash, and Rodgers was very crappy about it, and he got hit a lot today.
And I think we'll get some good audio that we'll have on the next show for that. We will definitely have to break that down a bit more, but
oh yeah,
that was, I was not upset about any of that. Good day. No. Good day for the Bears.
That's right.
Packers losing makes it a little better.
It does. We're tied atop the North with the Vikings, a full game ahead, plus three preseason games over the Packers. So that's fantastic. Anything else with post-game reaction, Dan? How's your basement? I know we got a lot of rain today. Everything good at the Dan Doink's household? Everything good?
Yeah. Well, we didn't get into it. I did not go to the game today. Was supposed to. Got a little bit. Yeah, we could cover it next show. But I was not. I had to come home. A very delayed cancellation for your old pal Dan. So we're good. Everyone's good. We're all alive. And the Bears
won. That
is
good.
So all good.
All is right with the world. Yes, we will. We'll touch on some things we forgot about today. In Tuesday's episode, Tuesday night, we will be back to wrap up 49ers week and look ahead to the Packers. Fantastic day of football. Oh, my God. The Bears are all the way back, Dan.
So back. Zero Doinks is back. Bears are back. When they are in the Super Bowl, you and I are going, and we'll do a live show there. That's a promise.
We would never lie to you, audience. We will absolutely do that. Hopefully there's hams everywhere. Where's Super Bowl this year? Do we know?
I think it's in Arizona, I want to say.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Well, you're a big fan of scorpions, so that's a perfect place for us to go.
And the lizards that do push-ups. What are those called?
The Gila monsters. That's right. Poof. They're very, very randy all the time, too, if I recall.
Jacked lizards. Not great. Now I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight thinking about just ripped lizards in Arizona trying to steal my wife.
I love it. Well, thank you, Dan, for joining me here on Sunday for some post-game reaction. We'll see you Tuesday with a full boat. Zero Doinks, buddy.
Sounds good, buddy. Bye.
Super Bowl. Bye.
Goodbye, I'm a dolphin.
Poof.